to address the men in the audience. Sorry, ladies. I love you, but this is for the boys. The question posed to us today was whether we've reached an age of gender equality. I don't think we have. We've overshot the age of gender equality by a long stretch, and men of your generation are going to be the primary victims of this error. In secondary school, you will have experienced a system that is tilted against boys. Your exams will have been primarily modular, not linear, a system that favours girls. Teachers will have tried to control and pathologise your boisterous behaviour, branding you young offenders for pranks or cyberbullies, for typical male teenage trash talk. Taunting, after all, is how men bond. Your female peers will be encouraged at every stage of their educational journey. They will be told to join a STEM field. They'll be given, showered, in fact, with grants and awards, prizes and encouragement. And then when they do get to applying for those jobs, you will be discriminated against just because they're a girl. You'll be the recipients of nothing. There are no programs for men. The suggestion of having a men's officer at York University was laughed at by the student union. At university, you will be told that you're rapists in waiting, that you need to attend consent classes. Your natural love and affection for women will be neutered. You will be faced with an impossible choice. Suppress your natural, healthy romantic interest in women or risk a charge of rape or sexual harassment. If you speak out against this hostile and unfair environment, you will be persecuted by rabid mobs of politically correct lunatics, as well as the full force of the establishment media as well. When your studies are completed, you'll enter a jobs market that is stacked against you. With companies pressured from all directions to hire women, you will be at a 2-to-1 disadvantage if you are in STEM subjects, and possibly worse in others. If you do happen to land a job, a single inappropriate remark or a single accusation of an inappropriate remark or any unsubstantiated allegation can destroy your reputation forever. Despite all this, I'm not worried for you, because you're men. Your incalculable, intolerable, impossible obstacles have been placed before you precisely to overcome. And overcoming is what men do best. It's in the nature of men to battle on under impossible odds. We do that in war, we do that in all sorts of things, and we will do it here. Throughout your education, you will have been fed a grim history of what men have done through the centuries. You'll be told that straight white men are worse than the Nazis. You'll have been told nothing good about your sex, your race, or your orientation. But I'm going to tell you something good, and it is, if the patriarchy exists, women should be grateful for it. It is what took us to space. It is what builds roads. It is what built the internet. It is what protects and provides for women. If it exists, thank God it does. With their strength and determination, men have tamed the wilderness. Men built cities and walls around us. They built the buildings that we're in. Mere curiosity led us to explore the oceans. Their ingenuity has allowed us to reach the moon. And whenever, you know, feminism rises up and tries to ridicule you, to demean you for what you are, and, you know, it's interesting, like, I was going to talk at this university, right, and I was called by my interlocutor a troll. She said it would demean the institution to have me here. When she talked about a Sunday Times article by a respected journalist, she sought to demonize him, even though he's not here to defend himself. She said Martin Daubney was a bad person. Martin Daubney is a close friend of mine. He's a great person. He's spent the last 5 years of his life advocating for the rights of men and boys. But this is what they do. Don't pay any attention to it. Don't listen to it. We're not in an age of gender equality. Straight white women in the West are the most privileged class in the history of our species. But you'll be fine.
Hello, and welcome. The path to healing and acceptance, it's not an easy one for a man. A man's ambition, his labour, along with his social status, his wealth, assets, these are all benchmarks men are measured against. And the message loud and clear is that a man's value is that of a human doing, as opposed to a human being. And there was someone who once told me that understanding and empathy comes from clarity, when you have nothing to prove and nothing to defend. And it took me a long time to embrace that. It took years for me to understand that it wasn't about giving your power away or losing self-value, but it was about resolution, acceptance, finding peace. The central tenet of the Russian martial arts sistema is to know yourself, to know your faults, your weaknesses, to strike an opponent and still remain human. It's about letting go. The road we travel to finding that resolution, it's as difficult as we choose to make it. Now, a man can lose everything he's worked for in just one moment of acting out. His personal demons are a shadow, following him everywhere, unresolved pain, trauma, ghosting is every step. I study people. What you see in their quieter moments is always revealing. Some look as though they're trapped in an invisible prison. There's a quiet desperation there. In others, you see self-defeat, anxiety, or a need for reassurance. In others, you see hostility, or a weak bravado concealing insecurity. And the image that comes to mind is that of a dog chasing its tail. And everyone is searching for that reassurance, that solution. But they always tend to look externally. If they can only get on top of their debt, or find their one true love, or land that perfect job, or get that perfect car, whatever. But the problems we face, and the questions we ask, the answers won't bring us the peace we seek. They only lead to more insecurity, more questions. These solutions you think you need, they're not worthy of your time. So what do? They give up. They give in. Or the past just keeps kicking them in the teeth. It's a vicious cycle. You're here now, in this moment. And what was before does not define you, unless you let it. And so many of us, we bring the past into the present, feeding that cycle. Because we haven't stopped to catch our breath and really do the introspection needed to look at ourselves objectively. But by letting go of attachments to the past, by no longer gauging our self-worth through the expectations of others, by being present in this moment, here, now, you then come to a point of self-acceptance. You become present. And perspective is lost when we won't leave the past behind, or when we're too obsessed with the future. We deprive ourselves. We feed our insecurities through a constant feedback loop of negative messages and associations. And we never associate fulfillment or happiness with the here and now. Seems to be something we're always chasing after, or just running away from. And it's that never-ending quest for self-improvement. Yet in order for us to experience fulfillment and peace in our lives, there needs to be an acceptance of our own imperfections, and a constant acceptance of who you are right now, and an awareness of the opportunities that stem from that. You let clarity and self-awareness become your guide. Because only when you make peace with who you are, can you find contentment in the present moment. And it's the greatest gift a man can give himself. Yeah, Gandhi, he spoke about the man who sacrifices himself for the good of others. The man who becomes the ransom of the world. Well, the world was built on the corpses of good men. And you can't put a price tag on a man's life. But a man has to first acknowledge the value of his own life. And people, you know, they'll always take the easy route to avoid pain. And we'll always give ourselves an excuse so we can avoid walking a harder path. And holding on to memories, holding on to guilt and resentment, it reinforces a passive state and a continuous cycle of avoidance. And holding on to the past, it creates a cycle of pain, even if those past memories are good ones. It's hard to be open to change if you're holding on to something that doesn't want to be held by you, or something you have no control over. You need to let go. You need to accept. You need to move on. Because I guarantee you they have. Now, today, right now, today is the gift. Life, it's a process of constant necessary transition, and anything less than that is depriving yourself of growth and experiences. Now, accept yourself now, honestly, upon your own terms. And indoctrination, it hits us over many layers. It takes a lot of work and time to shed those layers. And an awakening, it's just the first step in a very painful, isolating journey for a man. But that pain you feel, it's a million times better than the numbness you felt before. When you were lost in a fog and desperate for validation. And that pain, it's just the first step in the healing process. Now, holding on to hate and resentment, it's the equivalent of handing the key to your jail cell to the person you despise. They are actively reducing your quality of life. You're giving them that power. The difference between love and hate is you make the choice to actively hate someone. The decision to move on is yours and yours alone. Hatred, anger, rage. This is your body's way of alerting you. And suppressing these emotions, it always leads to hurting ourselves and others, especially those closest to us. And violence is the extreme end of it, but withdrawal, disassociation, alcoholism, drug addiction, how we express ourselves, it can have far-reaching and damaging consequences. And that rage you feel towards that individual or towards that group of people, it's a protective mechanism. That person, either in reality or in your own mind, is hurting you. So it's a means of taking back control, of gaining autonomy. But the only place in which that rage is truly being directed is internally. Your body ends up running a marathon every day, and the health consequences, they're far-reaching. As Plato put it, know thyself. The man who acts out against the world in anger always gets that negativity redirected back at him, and it only serves to damage him even more. It equates to more trauma, more limitations, more pain, more loss. And you're the creator of your own reality. You teach people how to treat you by your words, your actions, your passivity. And yes, anger is an essential survival mechanism. It alerts us. It helps to protect us when our rights and integrity are being eroded, or when we need to defend ourselves from a threat. It's how we channel that anger that determines the outcome. Most people don't know how, or they don't have the tools or the practice to channel anger safely or productively. And anger then, in most cases, it's an acid, doing more harm to the carrier than anything it's poured on. We expend so much time and effort in trying to control the past by refusing to let it go, or by trying to reframe things or allocate blame, that we just end up living our lives in regret. And forgiveness, it's not for the benefit of others. It's giving yourself permission to let go and live your life. It's no longer allowing another person control over you. It's freedom. But a man needs to first give himself that permission. Yeah. Imagine yourself in a room, all alone. And that room, it's fully furnished. But slowly, one by one, the items, they start disappearing. You start to panic. You're faced with the choice to accept the reality of the situation or allow fear to control you. You've worked so hard for these items, you know, that TV, the computer, the lounge suite. Now they're gone. And for a person who bases their self-worth and self-esteem on possessions or on other external factors, it's easy for that person to lose confidence in themselves. Yeah, a man, he loses his job. He feels shame. He doesn't feel worthy of human contact. And he cuts himself off from society because that's how he determines his own worth. And others reinforce this with open or just thinly veiled contempt. And what he doesn't realize is this is the perfect opportunity to explore and ask the deeper questions and to really absorb the present moment and identify what's important to him, and to stop defining his own worth through the eyes of others. Now, I love that line in the movie Fight Club. You're not your fucking khakis. And you're not. You know, your worth as a human being, it's not dependent on your positions, or your wealth, or your status. These are all factors that others ascribe value to, which serves only to ignore the humanity, the individuality, and the true worth of the man standing before them. In the pursuit of these things, it's a soulless pursuit. It hurts you. It hurts your spirit. It's crushing. Yeah, you know, when we chase these things, we lose focus. We don't get introspective. Our lives become frantic, desperate. Now we always end up searching for validation, always living up to others' definition of success. We lose track of who we are. We miss out on the joys in life. Because the more you chase the things you don't need, the more you sacrifice your time and labor to appease those who resent and exploit you. And then in turn, the more resentment you yourself harbor. It becomes like acid in your lungs with every breath. Because you as a male have worth. And everywhere in the society, you're told otherwise. Ever since you were a child, you've had that drilled into you. You've been derided, mocked, accused, shamed, ridiculed. But the fact is, as an adult, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. Yeah. We receive 1,000 messages every day. Achieve your potential, the sky's the limit, live your dreams, follow your heart. But these messages are meaningless if that man has no concept or idea of what his dreams are or what his potential is. It's kind of hard to follow your heart if it's been stepped on every day of your life. Or see your own worth if everywhere you turn, you've been called every name in the book simply for being male. Yeah, rather, the first step in identifying your passion and your worth is through finding inspiration and in changing and challenging your outlook. And permission is acceptance. Yeah. Inspiration, it doesn't come about through your daily routine. You need to actively seek it out. And you find it through trying different things, different cultures, perspectives, experiences. By being present in the moment, and by being open to trying new things, and by giving yourself permission to enjoy yourself without holding the expectations of the world on your shoulders. It's casting off the chains of fear and judgment and taking your first breath as a free man. And having the awareness to recognize an opportunity, at the same time not allowing yourself to be paralyzed with fear and self-doubt, and by being self-aware enough to recognize potential dangers and being able to navigate them safely, that's true autonomy. You're no longer a prisoner to fear and all those imagined outcomes that fear stirs up. You've done your homework, you're self-aware, and you're being proactive. And you're stepping outside the box that this world so desperately wants you in. And we're all creatures of habit, but we don't have to be prisoners to fear. We all want to avoid pain and take the easy road, and bucking the system, it doesn't equal an easy path. So picture it now. You're standing in that room. Everything's been taken from you. Or conversely, you've pushed everything and everyone away. You're stripped down. You're bare. It's a crisis point. And crisis is transformation. It's an opportunity to get back to basics, to shed the layers. It's a chance to grow, to adapt and evolve. And it's tough. It's challenging and it's scary. And you can come to a point of self-actualization. You look at the world through a different lens now. And what do you see? You see injustice, you see unfairness. And if you make that decision to evolve, everything will be geared against you. And you'll find resistance every step of the way, but you'll be approaching life with awareness and living your life with integrity and conviction. It's a process of alignment, mindset, physicality, spirit. And it's achieved through breath work, through meditation, through physical pursuits, through new experiences and seeking out inspiration. It's change and loss. It's grief and acceptance. And it's painful and it's exhilarating. You can't fight the world and expect everyone to adapt to your way of thinking, but you can be the change you want to see. Or you can be like so many others and reach a crisis point and then retreat inside yourself. Try to distract or numb yourself. Or you can give yourself permission to let go. A child playing in the sand has no conception of fear or what the future holds. He's not shackled to the past. He's free in that moment. And so many of us, we hurt ourselves by our inability or refusal to let go. Give yourself permission to breathe, to let go, to play and explore, to have fun, and accept yourself and all your faults in this moment. And don't allow negative energy in your life. Don't allow that negativity to take hold and gather strength. Allow yourself to be in a positive space and mindset, and in a constant process of alignment and healing. And allow that healing to be your release from fear.